Are you ready for some high adventure? Coming up next on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
But how do you end up in a Turkish prison?
I follow this person of interest to Istanbul. He makes me, and through his underground contacts, gets me arrested.
Horace, you do know what this means.
I'll need to make sure my passport is in order. I'm taking a trip to Istanbul.
It bothers me that Rage could have a dozen men here working right under everybody's nose and go undetected. These guys have to be fed and housed. Who does that?
A Miss Lynn Tyler is the point of contact for base housing.
Mac, it's time we get you more involved in fieldwork. I want you to accompany Detective Hernandez to investigate a suspicious fire on North Charles Street.
Agent Hawk, welcome to Homeland Security.
What happened to Director Wagner?
Evidently, he was having some health issues none of us were aware of.
Agent Jim Bonds, I'm looking for a Miss Lynn Tyler. Are all these guys from the same planet?
On paper, they were Philians, but from what I've been told, they were actually Hongans.
There is still one operative left on Bolivar. He will dispatch Lieutenant Salam for me.
And now, episode 54, Deep Cover.
A secret operative? My lord, I know of no other Hongan on the planet.
You fool. Do you think I would risk something as sensitive as that to a brute Hongan?
We are great warriors.
Warriors, yes. Undercover spies? Not so much. Return to your men. You will be amply paid for your services. My commanders will assign you to your unit.
Thank you, Lord Zokar.
Commander.
Yes, my lord.
I want Salam either retrieved from Boldabar or exterminated.
Exterminated, my lord.
The fool allowed himself to be captured, rather than die in battle. Do whichever is the easiest. Contact Deep Cover and make it so. I have spoken.
And so it shall be done.
Excuse me, I'm Kate Hawk. I understand I'm to report here for further in-processing.
Did they give you your packet, Miss Hawk?
Yes, right here.
Thank you. Your in-processing will be handled by Miss O'Neill. One moment, please. Miss O'Neill?
Yes?
Catherine Hawk is here.
All right, thanks. I'll be right there.
You can wait right over there, Miss Hawk.
Thanks. Do you have any idea how much more in-processing I have?
It looks like you're all finished with the paperwork. Miss O'Neill will be helping you assimilate into the agency. She'll be covering things like entitlements, grade structures, and getting you set up in your new department.
Which, I understand, is without a permanent director.
Yes, that was most unfortunate about Director Wagner. But you'll find that Mr. Lane is quite competent.
I'm sure. Thank you.
Kate?
Yes.
Hi. I'm Janet O'Neill. It's nice to meet you.
Likewise.
I'll be completing your processing today. Please, come with me.
I was glad to hear that I'm pretty much done with the paperwork.
Well, you know the federal government. The paperwork never really ends.
Well, it's not much different at the state and local level. How much more will there be after this?
We should be able to wrap everything up today. So, are you excited about the new job?
It's a great opportunity for me.
Would you please close the door behind you?
Sure.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
I have one thing to do here first.
What on earth is that little box?
It's an electronic jammer. Never can be too careful.
A jammer? But I don't understand.
Mr. Pierman told me to expect you, Agent Hawk.
Well, there he is, Mr. Gadabout. Are we ready to get back to work?
Hey, Rachel. Yeah, I'm a little distracted today.
I heard about your little adventure.
Well, which one? Rescue Mission 1 or Rescue Mission 2?
Both, actually. I wasn't real excited to hear you did that.
Ah, you were concerned about your favorite patient.
I've invested too much time in getting you rehabbed. I'd hate to see all of that work turned into bio soup from a proton torpedo.
I'm touched. You actually have a heart, Nurse Ratchet.
Nurse Ratchet? Another one of your movie references, I suppose?
Maybe. Listen, all cadre and school personnel, they have to be medically screened, right?
That's SOP.
So, if someone from Honga, say, were to be screened, and they claim to be a Philian, could you tell the difference?
Well, as soon as he grabbed me, I'd know he was a Hongan. But, medically speaking, there's no discernible difference. It's believed that they were once the same race, but some sort of incident in their past sent a group to another planet centuries, if not millennia, ago. Why do you ask?
The insiders who helped steal the Mercury were Hongans here as Philian cadre. I was wondering how they were able to pull it off. You know, at Scully's, they were bragging about being Hongans.
You're liable to hear anything at Scully's. What happens at Scully's stays at Scully's.
Yeah, the Vegas of the idea.
The star from the Lyra constellation?
No, it's a town on my planet where people go, you know, they do what they do at Scully's.
I'm sure there's one on every planet. Now, I'm interested in hearing how you did with your interface.
Much better than I expected. I was able to control the drone, translate easily, and most of all, override the locked security gate at the restaurant.
That's great news. We're well on our way to making you fully operational, as long as you can stay out of trouble.
That's probably not going to happen. Hey, listen, you know anything about this Lieutenant Salam?
No, I'm sorry, Jim. All I know is that he is under suspicion right now for helping the traitors. He's been here for a couple of years. We were shocked to hear that he might be from Rage.
A couple of years? Wow, that means he's been a sleeper, which means there could be more. That's very important, Rachel. Thanks.
You're welcome. Now take off your clothes.
I beg your pardon?
Your four-handed massage buddy is waiting for you. Time to limber up!
Oh, no. Well, thanks a lot there, Nurse Ratchet.
Well, this is the right address, number 10, but I don't see any fire damage.
It must be confined to the inside. Or you need to update your GPS.
My GPS is fine, rookie. There you go, police tape.
Officers Mac and Nelson?
I'm Mac. Detective Hernandez?
Yes. And you're Nelson?
Yes. Nice to meet you, Detective.
So what do we have?
Were you going to tell me? Captain McCall said you're up for detective. So let's see what you got. Follow me.
This should be good.
Hey, I'm counting on you. Is the tenant here?
A calendar on the fridge said he had an appointment with the doctor this morning. But there was a message on his answering machine from the doctor's office. Apparently he didn't make it this morning.
So are we investigating a fire or a missing person?
One thing at a time. Now, we know there was a fire, but we don't know if the tenant is missing. Here's what we have.
A circular burn pattern on the wall. That's it? Who discovered the fire?
The super upstairs. He said the fire alarm on the apartment went off. He ran down with an extinguisher and opened the door. Then he put the fire out.
And it was just on the wall. That's odd.
We've ruled out an electrical fire. According to the super, there's nothing in the wall. My first thought was that there was an old sconce light, but there's no electrical wiring anywhere.
For something this small, why did the super call the fire department?
Interesting. Oddity number two. Although this place looks like it should be on a historical preserve, it's actually quite high tech. The smoke detectors, they're connected to the smartphone system. Like any security system, the owner would activate it before leaving. When it detects a fire, it notifies 911 with an address and any access code required to enter the premises, along with the exact location and the size of the fire.
Which means that the tenant either forgot to disable it, or he wasn't here when it happened. Do we have any idea who or what our tenant is?
That'll be your first task, Mac. pretty small case, no real damage, but it's suspicious. The super is contacting the building owner and will be back very soon. I'm heading back to the precinct. Get what you can and meet up with me later.
Will do. Thanks.
So your first test case. Congratulations, a burn mark on a wall.
No matter how big or small, basic detective techniques are the same, and...
And what?
And I think this might turn out to be more than just a simple little fire. Look here, on the carpet. What does that look like to you?
Burned barbecue sauce. But, could be blood.
A jamming device? Mr. Pierman? You're...
Yes. Yes, I am. Welcome to Homeland's Immigration Division and the IDF. We are so glad to have you with us.
So, are you one of them? Or us?
I'm just like you. I was recruited about 5 years ago. Your father was leaving for his assignment about that time. I didn't know him, but I had seen him here several times. I thought it odd that a Baltimore City detective would be spending so much time here in D.C. I must admit, I'm a curious person. So I checked on your dad. I found out that he was headed to Europe for a DNA conference. Director Wagner was working on illegals in the slave market. When I heard that your dad ended up missing, I dug deeper.
What did you find?
Right after I heard your dad went missing, Wagner dropped his slave trade investigation, claiming his leads ran out and there wasn't enough evidence to warrant further investigation. I know now that he was a prosecutor for the IDF and was the one who put your dad away, but back then, I had no idea what was really going on.
So how did you get into the IDF?
The same way you did. I live in Frederick and commute to D.C. I received a call from Wagner's secretary, Jennifer. She told me not to make the commute that morning, but meet an operative at a certain location.
That must have seemed strange.
Strange and exciting at the same time. I thought, finally, field work. When I got there, I met this man, and he directed me to go inside this unassuming kiosk.
And told you it was a stip.
Of course. I reacted probably the same way you did.
Practical joke, bad dream, or you lost your mind.
Yep, exactly. It was a long time before I could wrap my head around what was going on.
So you're fully aware what Wagner did.
Mr. Pierman filled me in. Do you know if your dad is coming back?
I have no idea. I know that our priority is to explain his absence to those who know him, especially my sister Kelly.
Well, until we can secure an IDF director to replace Wagner, I'm your cover specialist. It's my job to coordinate your assignments. The director will have too many things on his plate to worry about one immigration agent.
If I get called away, you can cover?
Pretty much. I'm gonna cut this jammer off now. We'll pick up our conversation as if I'm giving you mundane instructions.
So I get to be an actress, too. I was so relieved to find someone in the immigration division who would help cover my tracks. As a bonus, she was one of us. We continued with the in-processing, and I thought I did a pretty good job pretending to be myself, just in case someone was listening. Once the interview with O'Neill concluded, I spent the next 2 days meeting coworkers and getting myself set up in my small office. Every time I met someone, I couldn't help but wonder, are they one of us or one of them? I kept in touch with Nelson and was happy to hear that Mac was getting some well-deserved field training by Detective Hernandez. Of course, the one person I couldn't keep in touch with was my old partner. I hoped that his rehab would end soon so he'd be back on good old Earth. I kind of miss the old guy. Little did I know then that Jim was on a case of his own back on Boldabar.
Okay, looks like the upload is complete. You should now be able to access any language we have in our database.
I gotta tell you, Rachel, I don't know if I'll ever get used to this.
What? Having all of this information stored in your head?
Not so much that. What's weird is having my head wired directly to a computer.
Believe me, Mr. Barnes, it used to be a lot worse. When I first started, we would plug a cable right into a connector in a patient's scalp. At least with you, we can now just use a magnetic attachment.
Last week, I stuck a pen behind my ear, and it attached itself to my skull. I thought I was going to pull out what hair I had left getting it off.
Well, take hope. All of that is about to change. They're working on a new software program that will allow you to use your Wi-Fi skills to upload wirelessly. No more cables.
Sweet! I suppose it's all part of that alpha brain wave research?
Your world has been using it for years, from helping the disabled to playing games. We've developed it much farther. You won't need any special headgear or hardware updates.
So they'll be leaving the old coconut alone?
It's like I told you before. No more invasive surgery. Now, let's try something new. I want you to read this.
It's just a bunch of gibberish.
Look at it. Study it. You know it. Concentrate on the first symbol. That will stimulate your alpha waves.
It looks like some little kid went crazy with a crayon.
I'll give you a hint. Hunger.
Hunger? Hunger. Honganese. Kotuka. Congratulations. Congratulations. You can read Honganese. I can read Honganese.
And every language in your database.
Wow. So now I'll not only be able to order food at Kate's favorite Chinese restaurant, I'll be able to read the menu in Chinese. Boy, I can't wait to show this off to her. Oh, excuse me. Rich, I need to take this.
No problem. I need to go to get some equipment anyway.
Hello?
Mr. Barnes? Lynn at Post Housing.
Hey, Lynn, what's up?
You got me thinking about those honking spies.
Did you remember something new?
Not exactly. I looked into Lieutenant Salam's file. Found something interesting.
Well, you got my interest.
According to the provost office, Lieutenant Salam's ID was fake.
Well, I assume that much. Why is that important?
I looked at our records and discovered two people checked in that day. We have a photocopy of his ID. It looked suspicious, so I sent it to the provost marshal.
And?
It also was a fake. I think we found another deep cover spy.
Jim's investigation may have turned a deep cover spy, but who could it be? How will Kate cope with her new job? And will she be able to keep her cover? And what strange happening occurred in Mac's investigation? Find out more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Guns for Hire.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.